A quietness of spirit fills your body and mind, and it's time to relax and unwind and let go. Let go. Let go and begin to drift away, drift away, drift away into sleep, into sleep, into sleep. And now feel your body relaxing one part at a time as you drift away into sleep. Feel your feet relaxing. Your feet are relaxing. Your feet are relaxing. And feel your lower legs relaxing. Your lower legs are relaxing. Your lower legs are relaxing. And feel your upper legs relaxing. Your upper legs are relaxing. Your upper legs are relaxing. And feel your thighs and hips relaxing. Your thighs and hips are relaxing. Your thighs and hips are relaxing. And feel your fingers and hands relaxing. Your fingers and hands are relaxing. Your fingers and hands are relaxing. Your fingers and hands are relaxing. And feel your lower arms relaxing. Your lower arms are relaxing. Your lower arms are relaxing. And feel your upper arms relaxing. Your upper arms are relaxing. Your upper arms are relaxing. And feel your lower back relaxing. Your lower back is relaxing. Your lower back is relaxing. And feel your upper back relaxing. Your upper back is relaxing. Your upper back is relaxing. And feel your shoulders relaxing. Your shoulders are relaxing. Your shoulders are relaxing. And feel your neck muscles relaxing. Your neck muscles are relaxing. Your neck muscles are relaxing. And feel your scalp relaxing. Your scalp is relaxing. Your scalp is relaxing. And feel your facial muscles relaxing. Your facial muscles are relaxing. Your facial muscles are relaxing. And your mind is relaxing. Your mind is relaxing. Your mind is relaxing as you slow down your thoughts and just completely let go. Let go. Let go. Let go and just drift off into a peaceful, relaxing sleep. Relaxing sleep. Relaxing sleep. And you are at peace with yourself, the world, and everyone in it as you go to sleep. Go to sleep. Go to sleep. A deep, peaceful, harmonious sleep. 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 You are going to sleep. And you will awaken relaxed and refreshed and accepting of the suggestions you hear as you go to sleep. Go to sleep. Go to sleep. Tranquil sleep. Tranquil sleep. Tranquil sleep. And you draw upon your subconscious mind to support you in the fulfillment of your desires as you go to sleep. Go to sleep. Go to sleep. You are going to sleep, and you will accept the suggestions as you go to sleep. Accept the suggestions as you go to sleep. accept the suggestions as you go to sleep, and the suggestions become your reality. The suggestions become your reality. The suggestions become your reality as you go to sleep. Go to sleep. Go to sleep. And you accept that you can create your own reality. You can create a reality in which you astral project as you cross over into sleep. And you consciously remember your experiences upon awakening. You can, and you do. Everyone astral projects during sleep, but few remember the experience. You usually only remember scattered fragments of astral dreams. So now, you leave your physical body as you cross over into sleep. And you later awaken remembering everything you experienced on the astral plane. You will leave your body. You accept that you can leave your physical body and fly freely on the astral plane. You accept this. You know it's true, and you always return safely, remembering the experience, remembering the other side. You remember. You astral project and remember. You do it. It's a wonderful, exhilarating experience. It is. You have the ability. You have the ability to astral project and remember. You now develop this ability. The ability to astral project and remember. It's true. While your physical body sleeps, your astral body is free to explore, to roam the world, to communicate with others, to explore potentials. It is. It does. While out of body, you directly communicate with your guides and masters. While out of body, you directly communicate with your guides and masters. They serve you. They help you to remain upon the path you desire to walk. They do. They help you to fulfill your dharma and to remain on purpose. They help you to fulfill your dharma and to remain on purpose. Your guides and masters are an important part of your life, and you meet with them while out of body on the other side. You meet with them. You do. You accept this. It serves you. And you now begin to consciously remember the communications. Yes, yes, you do. Upon awakening, you remember the communications. Upon awakening, you consciously remember your communication with those on the other side. Every day, in every way, you get better at remembering your astral projections and your experiences on the other side. You do. You accept this. You trust yourself. And you can fly. You can leave your body and fly. You can. You do it all the time. And now it's time to remember this. Remember flying. Remember leaving your body. Remember the other side. Remember astral projecting. You astral project and remember the experience. You do. You do it. You accept that you do it. You accept that you astral project and remember the experience. As you cross over into sleep, You leave your physical body and explore in your astral body. You learn on the other side. You fly on the other side. You explore on the other side. And it's a wonderful experience. It is. You drift off into a deep, natural sleep, and you astral project. You do. It feels good. You drift off into a deep, natural sleep, and you astral project. Yes, you do. You absolutely have the power and ability to astral project and remember the experience. You do. You accept this. You astral project and remember the experience. And you are at peace with yourself, the world, and everyone in it. You are at peace. At peace. You are at peace with yourself, the world, and everyone in it. And you experience peace on the other side. You are always protected. Always protected. You call out to your guides and masters and ask for protection, and they protect you from all things, seen and unseen, all forces and all elements. You ask it, you beseech it, and you mark it, and so it is. You are protected. You feel protected. You feel loved. You are loved. You are in communication with the totality. You are part of God. You are all-knowing and filled with love. And your love comes back to you. And you accept that you can create your own reality. You can. You can create a reality in which you astral project as you cross over into sleep. And you consciously remember your experiences upon awakening. You can, and you do. Everyone astral projects during sleep, but few remember the experience. You usually only remember scattered fragments of astral dreams. So now, you leave your physical body as you cross over into sleep. And you later awaken remembering everything you experienced on the astral plane. You will. You will leave your body. You accept that you can leave your physical body and fly freely on the astral plane. You accept this. You know it's true. And you always return safely, remembering the experience, remembering the other side. You remember. You astral project and remember. You do it. It's a wonderful, exhilarating experience. It is. You have the ability. You have the ability to astral project and remember. You now develop this ability. The ability to astral project and remember. It's true. While your physical body sleeps, your astral body is free to explore, to roam the world, to communicate with others, to explore potentials. It is. It does. While out of body, you directly communicate with your guides and masters. While out of body, you directly communicate with your guides and masters. They serve you. They help you to remain upon the path you desire to walk. They do. They help you to fulfill your dharma and to remain on purpose. They help you to fulfill your dharma and to remain on purpose. Your guides and masters are an important part of your life, and you meet with them while out of body on the other side. You meet with them. You do. You accept this. It serves you, and you now begin to consciously remember the communications. Yes, yes, you do. Upon awakening, you remember the communications. Upon awakening, you consciously remember your communication with those on the other side. Every day, in every way, you get better at remembering your astral projections and your experiences on the other side. You do. You accept this. You trust yourself. And you can fly. You can leave your body and fly. You can. You do it all the time. And now it's time to remember this. Remember flying. Remember leaving your body. Remember the other side. Remember astral projecting. You astral project and remember the experience. You do. You do it. You accept that you do it. You accept that you astral project and remember the experience. As you cross over into sleep, you leave your physical body and explore in your astral body. You learn on the other side. You fly on the other side. You explore on the other side. And it's a wonderful experience. It is. You drift off into a deep, natural sleep, and you astral project. You do. It feels good. You drift off into a deep, natural sleep, and you astral project. Yes, you do. You absolutely have the power and ability to astral project and remember the experience. You do. You accept this. You astral project and remember the experience, and you are at peace with yourself, the world, and everyone in it. You are at peace, at peace. You are at peace with yourself, the world, and everyone in it. And you experience peace on the other side. You are always protected, always protected. You call out to your guides and masters and ask for protection, and they protect you from all things, seen and unseen, all forces and all elements. You ask it, you beseech it, and you mark it, and so it is. You are protected. You feel protected. You feel loved. You are loved. You are in communication with the totality. You are part of God. You are all-knowing and filled with love, and your love comes back to you. And you accept that you can create your own reality. You can. You can create a reality in which you astral project as you cross over into sleep, and you consciously remember your experiences upon awakening. You can, and you do. Everyone astral projects during sleep, but few remember the experience. You usually only remember scattered fragments of astral dreams. So now, you leave your physical body as you cross over into sleep. And you later awaken remembering everything you experienced on the astral plane. You will leave your body. You accept that you can leave your physical body and fly freely on the astral plane. you accept this. You know it's true, and you always return safely, remembering the experience, remembering the other side. You remember. You astral project and remember. You do it. It's a wonderful, exhilarating experience. It is. You have the ability. You have the ability to astral project and remember. You now develop this ability. The ability to astral project and remember. It's true. While your physical body sleeps, your astral body is free to explore, to roam the world, to communicate with others, to explore potentials. It is. It does. While out of body, you directly communicate with your guides and masters. While out of body, you directly communicate with your guides and masters. They serve you. They help you to remain upon the path you desire to walk. They do. They help you to fulfill your dharma and to remain on purpose. They help you to fulfill your dharma and to remain on purpose. Your guides and masters are an important part of your life, and you meet with them while out of body on the other side. You meet with them. You do. You accept this. It serves you. And you now begin to consciously remember the communications. Yes. Yes. You do. Upon awakening, you remember the communications. Upon awakening, you consciously remember your communication with those on the other side. Every day, in every way, you get better at remembering your astral projections and your experiences on the other side. You do. You accept this. You trust yourself. And you can fly. You can leave your body and fly. You can. You do it all the time. And now it's time to remember this. Remember flying. Remember leaving your body. Remember the other side. Remember astral projecting. You astral project and remember the experience. You do. You do it. You accept that you do it. You accept that you astral project and remember the experience. As you cross over into sleep, you leave your physical body and explore in your astral body. You learn on the other side. You fly on the other side. You explore on the other side. And it's a wonderful experience. It is. You drift off into a deep, natural sleep, and you astral project. You do. It feels good. You drift off into a deep, natural sleep, and you astral project. Yes, you do. You absolutely have the power and ability to astral project and remember the experience. You do. You accept this. You astral project and remember the experience, and you are at peace with yourself, the world, and everyone in it. You are at peace, at peace. You are at peace with yourself, the world, and everyone in it. And you experience peace on the other side. You are always protected, always protected. You call out to your guides and masters and ask for protection, and they protect you from all things, seen and unseen, all forces and all elements. You ask it, you beseech it, and you mark it. And so it is. You are protected. You feel protected. You feel loved. You are loved. You are in communication with the totality. You are part of God. You are all-knowing and filled with love, and your love comes back to you. And you accept that you can create your own reality. You can create a reality in which you astral project as you cross over into sleep. And you consciously remember your experiences upon awakening. You can, and you do. Everyone astral projects during sleep, but few remember the experience. You usually only remember scattered fragments of astral dreams. So now, you leave your physical body as you cross over into sleep. And you later awaken, remembering everything you experienced on the astral plane. You will leave your body. You accept that you can leave your physical body and fly freely on the astral plane. You accept this. You know it's true. And you always return safely, remembering the experience, remembering the other side. You remember. You astral project and remember. You do it. It's a wonderful, exhilarating experience. It is. You have the ability. You have the ability to astral project and remember. You now develop this ability. The ability to astral project and remember. It's true. While your physical body sleeps, your astral body is free to explore, to roam the world, to communicate with others, to explore potentials. It is. It does. While out of body, you directly communicate with your guides and masters. While out of body, you directly communicate with your guides and masters. They serve you. They help you to remain upon the path you desire to walk. They do. They help you to fulfill your dharma and to remain on purpose. They help you to fulfill your dharma and to remain on purpose. Your guides and masters are an important part of your life, and you meet with them while out of body on the other side. You meet with them. You do. You accept this. It serves you. And you now begin to consciously remember the communications. Yes, yes, you do. Upon awakening, you remember the communications. Upon awakening, you consciously remember your communication with those on the other side. Every day, in every way, you get better at remembering your astral projections and your experiences on the other side. You do. You accept this. You trust yourself. You will sleep peacefully through the night and awaken at peace with yourself, the world, and everyone in it. And you will awaken feeling glad to be alive, refreshed, thinking and acting with calm self-assurance, and inspired to begin a new day. And you accept that you can create your own reality. You can. you can create a reality in which you astral project as you cross over into sleep. And you consciously remember your experiences upon awakening. You can, and you do. Everyone astral projects during sleep, but few remember the experience. You usually only remember scattered fragments of astral dreams. So now, you leave your physical body as you cross over into sleep. And you later awaken, remembering everything you experienced on the astral plane. You will leave your body. You accept that you can leave your physical body and fly freely on the astral plane. You accept this. You know it's true. And you always return safely, remembering the experience, remembering the other side. You remember. You astral project and remember. You do it. It's a wonderful, exhilarating experience. It is. You have the ability. You have the ability to astral project and remember. You now develop this ability. The ability to astral project and remember. It's true. While your physical body sleeps, your astral body is free to explore, to roam the world, to communicate with others, to explore potentials. It is. It does. While out of body, you directly communicate with your guides and masters. While out of body, you directly communicate with your guides and masters. They serve you. They help you to remain upon the path you desire to walk. They do. They help you to fulfill your dharma and to remain on purpose. They help you to fulfill your dharma and to remain on purpose. Your guides and masters are an important part of your life, and you meet with them while out of body on the other side. You meet with them. You do. You accept this. It serves you, and you now begin to consciously remember the communications. Yes, yes, you do. Upon awakening, you remember the communications. Upon awakening, you consciously remember your communication with those on the other side. Every day, in every way, you get better at remembering your astral projections and your experiences on the other side. You do. You accept this. You trust yourself, and you can fly. You can leave your body and fly. You can. You do it all the time. And now it's time to remember this. Remember flying. Remember leaving your body. Remember the other side. Remember astral projecting. You astral project and remember the experience. You do. You do it. You accept that you do it. You accept that you astral project and remember the experience. As you cross over into sleep, you leave your physical body and explore in your astral body. You learn on the other side. You fly on the other side. You explore on the other side. And it's a wonderful experience. It is. You drift off into a deep, natural sleep, and you astral project. You do. It feels good. You drift off into a deep, natural sleep, and you astral project. Yes, you do. You absolutely have the power and ability to astral project. And remember the experience. You do. You accept this. You astral project and remember the experience. And you are at peace with yourself, the world, and everyone in it. You are at peace. At peace. You are at peace with yourself, the world, and everyone in it. And you experience peace on the other side. You were always protected. Always protected. You call out to your guides and masters and ask for protection. And they protect you from all things, seen and unseen, all forces and all elements. You ask it. You beseech it, and you mark it, and so it is. You are protected. You feel protected. You feel loved. You are loved. You are in communication with the totality. You are part of God. You are all-knowing and filled with love, and your love comes back to you. And you accept that you can create your own reality. You can. You can create a reality in which you astral project as you cross over into sleep. And you consciously remember your experiences upon awakening. You can, and you do. Everyone astral projects during sleep, but few remember the experience. You usually only remember scattered fragments of astral dreams. So now, you leave your physical body as you cross over into sleep. And you later awaken remembering everything you experienced on the astral plane. You will. You will leave your body. You accept that you can leave your physical body and fly freely on the astral plane. You accept this. You know it's true, and you always return safely, remembering the experience, remembering the other side. You remember. You astral project and remember. You do it. It's a wonderful, exhilarating experience. It is. You have the ability. You have the ability to astral project and remember. You now develop this ability. The ability to astral project and remember. It's true. While your physical body sleeps, your astral body is free to explore, to roam the world. To communicate with others, to explore potentials. It is. It does. While out of body, you directly communicate with your guides and masters. While out of body, you directly communicate with your guides and masters. They serve you. They help you to remain upon the path you desire to walk. They do. They help you to fulfill your dharma and to remain on purpose. They help you to fulfill your dharma and to remain on purpose. Your guides and masters are an important part of your life, and you meet with them while out of body on the other side. You meet with them. You do. You accept this. It serves you. And you now begin to consciously remember the communications. Yes, yes, you do. Upon awakening, you remember the communications. Upon awakening, you consciously remember your communication with those on the other side. every day, in every way, you get better at remembering your astral projections and your experiences on the other side. You do. You accept this. You trust yourself. And you can fly. You can leave your body and fly. You can. You do it all the time. And now it's time to remember this. Remember flying. Remember leaving your body. Remember the other side. Remember astral projecting. You astral project and remember the experience. You do. You do it. You accept that you do it. You accept that you astral project and remember the experience. As you cross over into sleep, you leave your physical body and explore in your astral body. You learn on the other side. You fly on the other side. You explore on the other side. And it's a wonderful experience. It is. You drift off into a deep, natural sleep, and you astral project. You do. It feels good. You drift off into a deep, natural sleep, and you astral project. Yes, you do. You absolutely have the power and ability to astral project and remember the experience. You do. You accept this. You astral project and remember the experience. And you are at peace with yourself, the world, and everyone in it. You are at peace. At peace. You are at peace with yourself, the world, and everyone in it. And you experience peace on the other side. You are always protected. Always protected. You call out to your guides and masters and ask for protection. And they protect you from all things, seen and unseen, all forces and all elements. You ask it. You beseech it, and you mark it, and so it is. You are protected. You feel protected. You feel loved. You are loved. You are in communication with the totality. You are part of God. You are all-knowing and filled with love, and your love comes back to you. And you accept that you can create your own reality. You can. You can create a reality in which you astral project as you cross over into sleep. And you consciously remember your experiences upon awakening. You can, and you do. Everyone astral projects during sleep, but few remember the experience. You usually only remember scattered fragments of astral dreams. So now, you leave your physical body as you cross over into sleep. And you later awaken remembering everything you experienced on the astral plane. You will. You will leave your body. You accept that you can leave your physical body and fly freely on the astral plane. You accept this. You know it's true. And you always return safely, remembering the experience, remembering the other side. You remember. You astral project and remember. You do it. It's a wonderful, exhilarating experience. It is. You have the ability. You have the ability to astral project and remember. You now develop this ability. the ability to astral project and remember. It's true. While your physical body sleeps, your astral body is free to explore, to roam the world, to communicate with others, to explore potentials. It is. It does. While out of body, you directly communicate with your guides and masters. While out of body, you directly communicate with your guides and masters. They serve you. They help you to remain upon the path you desire to walk. They do. They help you to fulfill your dharma and to remain on purpose. They help you to fulfill your dharma and to remain on purpose. Your guides and masters are an important part of your life, and you meet with them while out of body on the other side. You meet with them. You do. You accept this. It serves you. And you now begin to consciously remember the communications. Yes. Yes. You do. Upon awakening, you remember the communications. Upon awakening, you consciously remember your communication with those on the other side. Every day, in every way, you get better at remembering your astral projections and your experiences on the other side. You do. You accept this. You trust yourself. And you can fly. You can leave your body and fly. You can. You do it all the time. And now it's time to remember this. Remember flying. Remember leaving your body. Remember the other side. Remember astral projecting. You astral project and remember the experience. You do. You do it. You accept that you do it. You accept that you astral project and remember the experience. As you cross over into sleep, you leave your physical body and explore in your astral body. You learn on the other side. You fly on the other side. You explore on the other side. And it's a wonderful experience. It is. You drift off into a deep, natural sleep, and you astral project. You do. It feels good. You drift off into a deep, natural sleep, and you astral project. Yes, you do. You absolutely have the power and ability to astral project and remember the experience. You do. You accept this. You astral project and remember the experience, and you are at peace with yourself, the world, and everyone in it. You are at peace, at peace. You are at peace with yourself, the world, and everyone in it. And you experience peace on the other side. You are always protected, always protected. You call out to your guides and masters and ask for protection, and they protect you from all things, seen and unseen, all forces and all elements. You ask it, you beseech it, and you mark it. And so it is. You are protected. You feel protected. You feel loved. You are loved. You are in communication with the totality. You are part of God. You are all-knowing and filled with love, and your love comes back to you. and you accept that you can create your own reality. You can. You can create a reality in which you astral project as you cross over into sleep. And you consciously remember your experiences upon awakening. You can, and you do. Everyone astral projects during sleep, but few remember the experience. You usually only remember scattered fragments of astral dreams. So now, you leave your physical body as you cross over into sleep. And you later awaken remembering everything you experienced on the astral plane. You will leave your body. You accept that you can leave your physical body and fly freely on the astral plane. You accept this. You know it's true. And you always return safely, remembering the experience, remembering the other side. You remember. You astral project and remember. You do it. It's a wonderful, exhilarating experience. It is. You have the ability. You have the ability to astral project and remember. You now develop this ability. The ability to astral project and remember. It's true. While your physical body sleeps, your astral body is free to explore, to roam the world, to communicate with others, to explore potentials. It is. It does. While out of body, you directly communicate with your guides and masters. While out of body, you directly communicate with your guides and masters. They serve you. They help you to remain upon the path you desire to walk. They do. They help you to fulfill your dharma and to remain on purpose. They help you to fulfill your dharma and to remain on purpose. Your guides and masters are an important part of your life, and you meet with them while out of body on the other side. You meet with them. You do. You accept this. It serves you. And you now begin to consciously remember the communications. Yes. Yes. You do. Upon awakening, you remember the communications. Upon awakening, you consciously remember your communication with those on the other side. Every day, in every way, you get better at remembering your astral projections and your experiences on the other side. You do. You accept this. You trust yourself. You will sleep peacefully through the night and awaken at peace with yourself, the world, and everyone in it. And you will awaken feeling glad to be alive, refreshed, thinking and acting with calm self-assurance, and inspired to begin a new day.